easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral with you.
The city didn't save me.
How are we going to do this into the time space?
That was ripped. This is John Constantine.
That's on from the future. Because you can inspire
me. My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of it.
You people will become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you will. Heroes. You have failed this city.
What is up, guys? Welcome. You are listening to DC on RMD, the Arrow Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher, just search DC on RMD. You can take us mobile from there. Also, too, if once you get to iTunes and Stitcher, leave us a review. It helps the show out tremendously. I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby D.
Hello, hello.
And Angelica Dawn.
Hi.
That was really unenthusiastic.
Yay! I am here.
I'm here.
Much better.
Hi! We did it! I survived the episode! Just kidding.
That's much better. Thank you. Today, we will be breaking down and discussing Arrow Season 7, Episode 20, Confessions. No, not the Usher one. And this is T-minus 12 episodes. 12 left. We have 12 left. And the show is over.
Right.
Oh, shit.
I don't disagree. Anyways. All right. This was directed by Tara.
You know how, like, when they do the commercials, they're like, Avengers Endgame, blah, blah, blah. And then it throws the quotes of the critics up there. It's like, Arrow is ending. Great. Angelica Dawn, Rain Man Digital. That's what I picture in my head, just flashing on the
screen. Would it be great with an exclamation point or great with a question mark?
But it's always...
I think it's just a period. It's just a solid, like, hard period.
Great.
Great.
People read it like, Angelica thinks it's great.
Oh, my God.
I just, and it sucks because I still have so much hope at the beginning of the season. Because I was talking to a friend like about this, and he's not caught up with Arrow. He's only caught up as far as like where Netflix is at.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, I had so much hope for the season, like going in, like everything like that, like it seemed like Beth Schwartz had planned was going so well. And now, like, these past few episodes, like, I dread going in and watching it. I mean, this episode, like, I was scared because, like, yes, I make the mistake of looking at reviews of episodes, like, on Instagram and stuff like that. And the fans were just like, this was stupid. Like, I want more Oliver. Like, but Bobby was like, no, there's good story and stuff. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, there's actually a real story. So, but.
Yeah.
But. Unfortunately, the ratings came in and it was 0.64, the lowest rated Arrow episode ever.
Oh,
really?
Yep. Following up those strong 0.71s the 2 weeks before.
Oh,
so we have now fell from 1.43 at the beginning down to 0.64.
600,000 viewers.
600,000.
That's fucking horrible.
Terrible.
And just to let you guys know, we have 214,000 followers.
That's terrible.
That means people follow us for other reasons than this show.
I don't know why.
I would say, yeah, it's definitely not our voices. anyways, this one was directed by Tara Milene, written by Annalie Hunter Hughes and Emilio Ortega Aldrich. Angelica.
I regrettably pulled my eyeballs away from my phone every so often to see what was happening. And then at the end, I was very pleased. That's what happened this episode.
All right.
And for Ryan, he tried to angrily not throw his phone the whole entire episode. Mm-hmm. And at the end was kind of pleased.
That's actually fairly accurate.
Thank you for listening to CNCW.
All right, guys. See you next
or
week.
Or RMD or whatever we are now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I butchered it.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would do.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. So let's jump into the episode here. So clearly we have a problem in Team Arrow. But I mean, one thing that I did enjoy about this episode is Roy returned.
Modern day
yeah. Roy, right? Very cool.
Yeah.
In the Arsenal suit. I did not see that coming. Did you guys?
No.
I thought we would get.
And that's.
Oh, go ahead.
That's what I liked about it, is it was like a pleasant surprise. That is one thing they're doing really good this season, is not revealing like what's happening behind the scenes until it's happening.
I would say that until today.
Oh.
Oh, no. Don't say really? That.
I won't tell you.
You can tell
can
us.
Can you tell me where to look for it?
Do we just want to go just, out just, there? Who's just, coming
yeah,
back
just
next
say
week?
It. That's,
just say
that's
it.
Why
just say
give,
it.
Give people a reason to listen to this episode because
Tommy
no one
Merlin
watched it.
Comes back next week.
No
I
way.
Knew it. That sneaky, sneaky snake. I love that man. Oh, John Barrowman.
No, Tommy.
Wait, Tommy?
Tommy, not oh. Malcolm.
Oh, I don't care. I heard Merlin. I didn't hear. Oh, okay. Well.
Oh.
She got excited for like 0.3 seconds and then was like, wait, what? Oh, don't care.
I'm poor just Tommy. trying to figure out how I care.
I
guess.
I don't know. Well, we'll see how that one goes. But
yeah.
with Roy coming back, I mean, it did open up a cool aspect of this episode. I did not see it coming. Like you said,
yes.
The parkour was like old school parkour, like yeah. off the fucking chain, dude.
That we haven't seen that in a while.
No, we would legit. Remember how we used to see Oliver running across rooftops and doing flippies and shit? We haven't had that in what? Probably half a season.
I want to say more than that.
You might.
That was the best part of this episode, was seeing like the old style of fighting. Well, that and just watching Roy in action in general is something that has been like from the very beginning of Arrow that we all like loved. Like it's good to see him back in that.
We forget how good he is too, right? We forget like he is just as good as Oliver. Like mm-hmm. as far as like with the flippies and the arrow shooting and everything, he's just as good. I would put him in the same category as Oliver.
Yeah. It was great to see that. Like someone who was on the same like caliber as Oliver, like it wasn't like, you know, no offense, but like Team B, you know, learning and training, it was back to where it was enjoyable to watch that action scene, you know?
Mm-hmm. It really was. I mean, the action scenes with Roy and that, like, even that scene in the hallway where he's doing the flips and then he eventually gets hit in the head, that scene was really, really well done. It looked good. The choreography was good. I think, too, do you think that's him in the suit while they're doing the, like, I clearly there's a stunt man, but it's, do you think he's doing a lot of that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know anymore. I think before he would try to, but I think now, like, not so much.
I just don't see him as like a physical actor. If that makes sense.
No, that does. I think it would add to it too, if it was him. But I could understand why it wouldn't be. Like, it would make sense. But even still, like, just that whole scene, you know. And I think too, seeing the Arsenal suit again adds to it. Just because of what it is, the nostalgia of
the throwback.
The throwback, yeah. I think it is cool seeing that suit move around, even if it isn't him, I guess. But, so.
I went to type in Colton Haynes do his own stunts. But as I was typing Colton Haynes do his own boyfriend popped up right afterwards. It made me giggle. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I hope he does his own boyfriend.
I would hope so, too.
I would kind of hope that he's, you know, into his own boyfriend, whatever. So we clearly figure out throughout the episode that it is Roy, the one who killed the two guards, right? Did you think it would be Bloodlust? I did not see that coming at all. Like, I think that was a complete...
When he was going crazy?
Well, I just didn't, like, I guess I kind of had an idea that was Roy.
We didn't know that he got revived by the pit.
Right.
But I knew it was Bloodlust 100% as soon as he was, like,
wouldn't stop.
Well, that I knew,
but I meant like I didn't kind of see that it was going to be that way. I guess because we didn't know he was revived, so I had no clue. Like, why the hell is he beating the shit out of these dudes? And then it kind of clicked. But he,
so you're slow.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's. I think we've established that I'm slow. Like, I don't think that's not new, is it?
I really, honestly, the way that this was just shot in general, I think it was frustrating at the beginning. And if I was watching this as a casual fan, I probably would have shut it off.
Yeah.
Is it now? I agree. Now, why? Because you were confused, or because
just the way like the Dinah character like reverted back to old. Mm-hmm. Like, it honestly felt like they found a script from before, and it should have been Captain Lance yelling at all the Team Arrow going,
like an old script.
Yeah, I know you did this. And it didn't make sense until, like, the very, very end. And it just, I think I, you know, casual fans would struggle through this. If, you follow the arc of a character, you're like, why is their friend acting like this?
So I actually totally agree with you. And here's why. I sent a text out halfway through this episode, literally halfway through this episode. I was like, this is rough, because we've seen this episode would have made more sense to me earlier in the season. If this was placed earlier in the season where Dinah was still at odds with the whole vigilantes coming back and everything, this would have made sense. But to put it this deep into the episode, like the episodes, and this close towards the end,
I disagree.
Why? She was being totally shitty at the beginning of the season. So all that
she was faking it to protect him. She wouldn't have gone through this before to protect him.
We're talking from like casual standpoint here.
No, because she wouldn't have chose her team over her job before. She's had enough growth now where it makes sense.
I'm not talking about the end of the episode, Angelica. I'm talking about the halfway point of the episode where
I know. But still, like, it couldn't have worked.
It would have been more. It would have been
if the without knowing the ending.
Yeah,
I think he's trying to explain. You know what I mean?
Like, we know the ending. Yes. I'm talking about like it was confusing to the casual viewer because you're watching this and that's the episode beforehand. She was in her suit with the team, and then the next episode she's not. And
like
she's
right off the bat,
and she's grilling everyone.
Yeah, she's interrogating. You're just like, what just happened right here?
And I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm not just, I'm just thinking like, I'm trying to defend it.
No, you're fine. So, no, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, no.
We got time to fill.
Yeah.
It's very true. So that at the end of the day that this is her job and that she's trying to fight. It's hard. I know.
Well, I'll help you out. Cause I kind of see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
I could understand her asking these questions, but not playing good cop, bad cop. Yeah. I would have understood her asking these questions like, hey, I need to get to the bottom of this. This is my job. But at the same time, having the benefit of the doubt, you know what I mean? There's a different way to ask these questions. You know, we've watched enough shows. We've watched enough shows and detective shows to know who's playing hard ass and who's not. And I think that's the way that it was perceived and the way that it was shot is that she was playing hard ass cop. And I think that's what confused. It was a really confusing to a lot of people and even to me because I was like, how does she go from? I'm a little confused.
I honestly think that if they would have established like a secondary police, even if it was a commissioner or, you know, the mayor, you know, as being the Carl Winslow character in this.
Carl Winslow. Oh, my God.
What?
Did
you not know exactly what I was talking about?
No, I did. It's just funny because like in my head, I think I thought Carl Winslow, but I never said it. And then for you to say it, and now I think about it, I'm like, holy shit, this guy could have been eating a Twinkie at Nakatomi Tower. Like, holy fuck.
But you know what I mean? That you would have believed that this guy, because obviously I think this guy's going to have a bigger role in the burying of Team Arrow.
Right.
Absolutely.
It was just, I think if we would have had somebody, again, like the mayor or somebody that's been questioning this vigilante squad the whole time being in there with her,
it would have made a little bit more sense.
It would have been like, oh, shit. And like you see her trying to play both sides of it instead of just again, some random beat cop that just happened to be standing around.
I think you're right. I think it was that just made it a touch confusing. I mean, I could understand. Again, I could understand the whole idea. I just think that one was a little weird. It was just a little weird, and especially coming right after the episode that we had, you know, in the last couple episodes, actually, it was just like, what? I don't understand.
I get that, yeah, that it would be a little hard to buy, but I feel like Dinah's still regardless going to have that edge at work around other police officers. Like, I just assumed from the beginning that it was
some kind of work.
But she was, well, she was defensive for a reason type of thing. Like, and I think that is what made me concerned, is I was like, oh, this is some serious stuff happening right now. So
I could, okay.
That I'm just trying to fight for it that way. I will admit I was a little confused at the beginning too. Cause I was just like,
you're like, huh?
Why are you so cranky? What happened?
Yeah, why are you so mad?
What time of the month is it?
Yeah. But she, just her coming at him super edgy and stuff was off. And it does make complete sense at the end. But this episode is very much like, hold on for your payoff. Like, even at the end of the episode, I was like, maybe I'll rewatch this. I'll appreciate it a lot more.
Looking at like the nuances of the interviews and all that other stuff going on. And
I think that if they didn't have Roy in this episode, it would have been a lot harder for me to hang on. Like, they picked the perfect person to guest star for the story to be about, because otherwise I don't think people would have held on to care.
Well, I think you're right. I absolutely agree.
Oh, definitely. Well, yeah. And now, like you said, Angelica, if you go back to watch this and you look at the storytelling aspect of it, of how many movies have we seen? It's weird now that Kevin Spacey's a weirdo, but think of American Beauty. You know, when you hear the gunshots and then they show the, you know, the two people over here, the two people here, the people over here, and they all hear the same gunshots. And then you go look and it's Kevin Spacey's fucking brain coming out of the back of his head. Spoiler alert for 1999 movie, but whatever. But you think about that, they did almost the same exact thing here, that you hear the gunshots, you see Felicity here, you know, and they set it up that all these different people could have been around these guards, and then it just Roy sitting there like in a bloody mess.
Yeah, the episode story-wise was it was written really well. It was a smart episode.
Yeah,
cut and directed.
But yeah, it was a beautiful episode, one of their best artistically. Unfortunately, you have so many people falling off already that this wasn't, it's hard to say like that this wasn't the right time for it, because we don't have a lot of time. We have what, 12 episodes left?
Yep.
This is it. Like, this was your moment to try and do this. I'm sorry it didn't turn out very well, but it was a great episode.
But
at the end.
Yeah, at the end.
At the end. You had to get to the end.
Did you guys, like, I thought it was pretty awesome that Oliver just immediately knew that it was, that he was resurrected. Like, he knew that it was the straight bloodlust. Like, I thought that was super cool.
It had to. You have to have that.
Okay. Yes.
Well, he says Mirakuru.
Didn't expect that.
No, you have. Yeah. Well, the reason you have to have that is it's the only forgivable reason why he killed. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody in that team could go, hey, bloodlust. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We see that. That fucks people up. Yeah. You're good. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. You know, otherwise, I don't think you could forgive him for what he did.
No, absolutely not.
Now, does Renee get fucked for grabbing the bar?
Yes.
Like, I start looking into the future now. Like, this is where the future starts bringing in the storytelling. Now, this bans the mayor. Vigilantes obviously get banned. You know, shit's going to happen. And I think
what's her name? Felicity not wiping the cameras like she's supposed to. I was nice and just called her dumb dumb this episode. We all know what I'm thinking.
But I looking like forward, it's like, oh, I can see now why Renee is the way he is. I'm sure somebody figures it out and then they use him as bait. And, you know, he rolls up the political ladder and he's being used by somebody in the future.
That makes sense.
Like I said, I legitimately can, after this episode, see a storytelling aspect in it.
Like whole nother side of it.
Yeah. And somewhat making the flash forwards make sense-ish.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Don't need them.
We don't, but we have 12 episodes left. If we don't figure out these flash forwards and get them like
wrapped up,
we're in fucking trouble. Like, we've got to have this wrapped up because I really severely doubt that next season will have any flash forwards.
Well,
I hope not.
It just seems like everybody's leaving, so we'll be amazed to see who's going to be back.
Right. So, I mean, we've got to, but like you said, Bob, I agree. I feel like with that, that could be a future thing. At least it would wrap that up. It would give us an idea of, you know, why.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, if the damn episode followed the theme of the whole show, the whole Arrowverse, everybody lies.
That's true.
Right?
You are not fucking wrong.
I mean, that's been like, you know, the MO of the Arrowverse is nobody tells the truth, everybody lies. And this is the first time they've all lied together.
Jesus.
You're a family.
Yay.
You're part of the family now because you lied with us.
Those who lie together stay together?
Yes.
No. Those who lie together die together?
Yes. No, doesn't work.
Question mark?
Question?
Is Oliver's going to die before Oliver?
Aw.
Spoiler alert. Where'd you read that on Reddit?
Oh, well, it could be Diggle, too. We still haven't seen Diggle in the future.
Oh,
could be Diggle, too. Not for a while, because he still has to be a stepdaddy for a while.
Okay. So we did this in the previous Flash episode. Before we go to break, let's play what storylines are still out there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, who's your daddy?
Yeah, who's your daddy and what does he do?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Perfect timing. Like, I knew exactly.
You knew I would do it.
Yes, exactly.
We all knew Ryan would do it.
Like, I'm not even going to continue this until you say it. So say
it's
it.
It's not a tumor. Anyways.
So,
perfect.
Again, we have, we saw last week that Diggle Jr. and Bronze Tiger Diggle Jr., is in the future. So something that has to happen to Bronze Tiger in the next two episodes. So Diggle adopts.
Right. Yeah. So Diggle adopts.
Diggle adopts. Felicity has to leave.
Yeah. Felicity has to leave.
She's not around next year.
She Archer can't die because she's around in the future. So
yeah.
Archer has to get figured out.
Archer has to get figured out. You have Amico.
Lauren's lookalike character has to go and sell the Archer stuff.
Like, Lauren's lookalike character was on Flash this week.
Oh, that's right. She was.
Oh, wait. I still think that what's her face looks like Lauren.
Which one? Elena,
or whatever her name is.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
Well, the Walking Dead girl was on Flash this week.
Yeah. Beth from Walking Dead, which I think she does look like.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyways,
yes. But there's still a lot of stories to get wrapped up. And then we got to go into whatever they're going to set up for
next season
and Crisis.
Dude, there's just so much
in two episodes.
There's so much.
So I don't know
if Endgame can wrap up so much. Like, come on.
This is a completely different. That took 22 movies.
22 movies and 3 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There's 12 episodes left at 44 minutes an episode. That's like, 5 hours and something minutes?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
yeah,
total
and
TV
it's DC,
time.
So.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You don't
that
know
one.
About DC not being able to wrap things up all nice? And you can't count the Nolan movies.
That's as much as I'd love to count those.
I know. No, that's its own beautiful little thing.
That's its own thing. I you're right though, Bob. There's a lot going on here, and there's a lot that we have to figure out.
Yeah, and we're obviously sending Roy to the island, right?
That's where right. He has to go there. He's got to end up there somehow. God dang it, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't. We definitely have enough episodes to end to. Sum it all up, right? Like to finish it up, but
we have almost 9 hours of TV left total.
Oh man. Whew.
Well, just stop with the flashbacks. I get it. Future. Okay.
Yeah. Future happens.
All right, cool.
Confirmed.
It confirmed the future will happen, guys.
No, that's kind of where I'm at, though, is I stop wasting what precious time we have left.
Was this episode better because we focused on the present for you?
Yeah, I would
actually agree with that. Yes, it was definitely better. We definitely felt like we were staying in the moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's why Roy has to go on the island, is he needs to be away from people.
Because he has to let the bloodlust wear off.
Sure.
Because he can go kill wild animals.
Maybe he just can't. Maybe he just doesn't get to run from it. Maybe something happens to Thea and that just doesn't ever let the bloodlust die.
I like how we're lying again to Thea as well.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They're just going to lie to her too. They're not going to tell her. I mean, because not telling her is lying, right? We're on the same page with that, right?
Absolutely.
Because like not telling her is still technically lying.
Okay.
Right? No?
Not in my moral compass.
What is your... Okay, so
Don't go by my moral compass for anything. Plausible deniability.
Oh.
This is the way I run my life.
I see it.
Okay, if you don't know, you don't have to worry about it. It's not really me lying. It's me protecting you.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. I mean, I could see how that works. I mean, sort of.
I don't know.
Ryan and I are like, as people that have been lied to by omission, yeah. We disagree.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Look, I ain't cheating on either of you, so calm the fuck down.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, man. That's nice of you. Thanks. Jesus. That would have really bummed me out.
I didn't know I was in Relationships Anonymous right now.
Whatever.
Y'all instantly went there like, oh. I was like,
we did. All of our hearts were just like, meh.
Wah, wah.
I'm like, all right, well, let's see how I break all my friends' hearts at once with one statement.
Why you got to break our hearts, Bob? Yeah. Man.
Better than him breaking farts. I'm sorry.
All right, that's definitely all right. Time for a break.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Take a break for Angelica to break farts.
All right.
No, you're breaking farts. I don't break farts. I'm a girl.
So you toot.
I toot. I don't fart.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are not going to talk about tooting or farting. Well, maybe we will.
Ryan will.
Quick break.
Oh, sorry about the limo. Love the wheelchair. Might I suggest motorized?
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
He's apparently
the whole fabric of society, so long as they and their weird way of doing sex is legitimized. That's what they want.
Their weird way of having sex or doing sex. I mean, gay folk, they're not aliens. They're not from Trisomian 21. They're human beings. They have sex the same way we do. They don't mind meld in order to fuck.
Now then, they don't
place their fingertips together and they're orgasming. The way these, I mean, Thomas.
Jesus, he's in the studio.
Thomas, I mean, the way the gays sign those leases for the latest Kia excursion. I mean, it's just, it's madness. The way they do those leases and buy those homes and...
You mean with the signature the same way everyone else does?
Their credit ratings are just exuberantly high for people.
From a lack of divorce?
It's true. I mean, they live a better life. They have more disposable income than the rest of us. But good golly, they're going to ruin society. If anything, we can learn a little bit about economics and the life savings from the gay community.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
Oh,
Wars. Phone the Bacta Tank exclusive.
That thing's operation.
However, hey, we don't want to miss it, because what if it ends up being true? No matter how fake it may be, Amidala coming back to life, Lando suddenly having a daughter because someone's also black like him. I mean, let's forget the subtle racism of that.
Because everyone who's black is related to Lando.
They're not, Dave. They're not. You mean all black people in the universe is not connected to Lando?
Well, remember, there are people out there that still say Finn, the big surprise is going to be Finn is related to Lando.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, guys, did you guys not learn anything from watching Get Out? I mean, casual racism is the worst form of racism.
It is.
It's when you don't even realize you're being racist, right? I hope it's not just a cameo. Like, if they're going to bring Carl Weathers and give him a fair shot, give him something to sink his teeth in. Let's see Carl Weathers, you know, play the role of the lifetime and finally shake off the Apollo Creed funk.
He's so charismatic.
What if he's related to Lando? I mean, what if he's...
I tried to stay away from that.
No, I'm just saying, what if Apollo Creed's like Lando's brother?
Because he's black.
Well, yeah, according to some people, all black people are related in Star Wars. I think he might end up being Finn's father and Lando's brother. That means Finn is Lando's nephew.
What happens if they actually do that?
I'm probably going to throw my popcorn at the screen. I'm like, oh, you
son of a bitch.
You sons of bitches.
Excitingly good time. Also, if you've missed our last show, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Bacta Tank. That is to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
All right, guys, we're back. We're going to talk about Emiko. So I'm going to start saying her name.
Oh.
Is that okay?
If Star Wars can have like a super racist Asian character, then you definitely can say it like that.
Oh, why you talk about racist, mother asshole?
So dumb.
What if she talked like that? Even... What if Emiko talked like that?
I would enjoy the show so much more.
I'm in. You just made the character interesting.
You want to fuck on me? I will fuck on you, mother asshole.
Like, you ever seen characters in shows? You're just like, I'm just waiting for this asshole to say it wrong. Like, okay, here's my age again. Perfect Strangers. Like, things like Balky wouldn't be allowed anymore because he was a foreigner and we just made fun of him. And me and Ryan just keep passing articles back and forth on how Avengers Endgame and Game of Thrones is racist and bigoted and mean to people on all sorts of levels because people don't know how to enjoy themselves. So if they ever made Emiko like stereotypical, like Chinese, like mouth not lining up with the words, would be the best thing ever, but it would never happen on the CW.
Tiger style is very good, but my dragon style is better.
I like how you can hear your gums flapping through the microphone.
I had to do it like that way so like you would understand that I'm not.
Oh, no, I understand. We're not on video right now, good job.
Thank you. I was really trying. I really wanted to make that joke accessible to everyone. The seeing impaired and the... And the scene, yeah.
Scene impaired. We don't have no video going. They're all scene impaired.
I know. That was the point. God. Anyways. All right. So as far as Emiko goes, she does the ultimate B move and steals the tape that basically shows Roy beating the living shit out of those dudes.
And everybody looking around him going, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. We all watched him beat the fuck out of these guys. Well, we're all accessories to murder. Fuck.
I think this is where that ending makes sense, that we know something has to happen to Oliver. We know vigilantes have to get banned. Okay, cool. We know
where we're at.
We know where we are. We know how this is going to end.
I don't know, guys. I just don't get why she cares anymore.
Who?
Emiko.
Oh.
Because she wants to bury his legacy.
Yeah, she wants to...
Because the city is his legacy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just really tired thinking about how much hate she has for no reason.
I mean.
It's exhausting. I want to take a nap for her. That's so much work.
It'd be so much easier for you if you just.
Let me take a nap for you.
Yeah, weren't so angry.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like she I get, like, she's like, I'm gonna bury your legacy. But, like, at this point, like, Oliver isn't really connected to his father all that much. He's not.
Yeah, why? I guess you actually make a really good point, Angelica. Why does she care so much? Oliver clearly isn't the one that, like, messed up her life.
Yeah, if anybody should be angry, it's Oliver. Yeah. You fucked me up because I was on that boat, too.
I was on the motherfucking boat. I was banging my girlfriend's sister.
Yeah, you really fucked up Sarah. She's completely different now.
Yeah, you should let Sarah fight you. She'll whoop your
ass.
Super
true.
She'll whoop your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only
hey, Sarah, look who destroyed you.
Yeah, this is her. Yeah, that's what should happen. He should call up Sarah and be like, hey, I know who fucking blew up the boat. It's like the memes with John
Wick. Do you want in on this?
It's like the memes with John Wick. Thanos snaps and half the dog population goes away, and then now he's got to face John Wick. Like it's okay.
Oh no, that's terrible.
It's like, all right, so hey, Sarah, I know you're off doing like time travel shit, but like, you want to fuck this bitch up? Like, she's the one that fucked our lives up. Okay, I'll see you.
But
see you next week.
Like you, when you were talking about that right now, that's what I was thinking. Is like, this is why does she care?
I guess
this much.
Yeah.
You know who should really be mad about it?
Who?
Jacqueline McKenna Woods.
The hell, is that the original?
That's the original Sarah Lance.
That's very true.
Oh, that's so fucked. It's true though.
Yeah, you blew up the ship and turned me into Katie Lotz.
You blew me up so bad I have turned into a different person. Oh,
happens.
It does sometimes you just turn into another person? Look at Rhodey in fucking Avengers.
Or anyone really in Game of Thrones. It's not like a main character.
That's a good point. I don't know. You make a great point, Angelica. I don't know why she's pissed off at Oliver. He did nothing.
Why? Have you ever been in those arguments? You're like, why are you mad at me? I should be mad at you.
Yeah. Like, why? Yeah. Why? What? What?
That's this right now.
Yeah. That was my ex-wife. Caught her cheating on me and then she got mad at me. What? How does that work?
What?
Yeah. I was, excuse me? How does it?
What? I think that's manipulation. That's a totally different thing, Ryan.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Thea should be mad. Like, Thea should be mad at the same thing. Like, shouldn't Thea be this villain?
Oh, that's a good point.
Out of everyone, yeah.
Damn.
I'm mad at my dad and my mom because they're not really them. That Hellspawn of Malcolm.
Oh, they lied to me. Well, I guess
everybody lied.
Everyone lies to everybody.
Yeah, the Arrowverse.
Arrowverse.
Lies.
The end. Arrow the Lies. That should be the name of it.
Pretty Little Liars is actually the name of our episode.
I'd buy it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right, Angelica. The more we talk about it, the more it just doesn't make sense, like why she's so angry.
It really doesn't.
Because it's not like Oliver's had the gift life after Gambit blew up.
He had a pretty fucked life. Nope. He was on an island for 5 years. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure that's a fucked life.
She found out Dante killed her mom. She killed Dante. You're done. You're done.
Yeah.
Like, you're done with everything that you were fighting for.
Yeah, what do you have left to be angry about? Right? Nothing.
Yeah, you killed your dad. You killed the man that killed your mom.
Yeah. What?
The end.
Now you want to kill your brother for what? What did he do?
Yeah, it's not like you inherit anything.
You actually fucked his life up. He should be pissed off at you.
A lot.
Yeah.
And everyone else in his family.
Yeah, you fucked up. And now it's his fault?
Technically, everything you have done has destroyed Oliver's life and his family. His mom wouldn't be dead. He would have never,
met Slade.
His baby.
Yeah, exactly.
His baby's mama.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. Think about that.
She turned his son gay somehow. That's how that works, right? Asking for a friend.
Yourself or?
It's whatever.
All Emiko's fault.
Son of a bitch. She turned
maybe,
his son
maybe Oliver
gay. Maybe she is
evil.
The worst villain ever.
She might be, dude. She might be the worst villain ever. What a bitch. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's okay to say that?
I can say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
warranted in this case?
It's fine because I'm PG this episode.
It's a repetitive C word I get worried about.
Hey.
I just, man, I think you're, Angelica, you are right. You are 100% right on this. What does she have?
Cool. Now we have no villain. Thanks, guys.
Now we're cheering for Oliver to kill her.
Oh, man. You think he's going to end her at the end of the season? You think he kills her?
Well, at this point, like, why not?
I bet you bury me. I'm killing you.
Man.
You just tried to blow a building up around me.
That's true. I mean, she technically did.
Yeah.
She did bury him. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure he's literally butter and jelly sandwiched between those two pieces of concrete.
Pretty sure.
He's squish right now.
Yeah. I'm more interested in to see how that man survives that. What if he loses his arm?
Yeah.
That's how he loses his arm?
Sweet.
But again, shit. They don't ever recognize that part of Legends of Tomorrow where he has no arm.
Right. He has the robo arm, right?
Uh-huh. That looked like the Adam suit.
That's right. What if that is how he loses it?
I don't know. Again, they haven't acknowledged that as being a real storyline anyway, so.
Yeah, but like, I mean, we can like pretend, right?
Of course.
Yeah, let's headcanon that.
Then he's just throwing arrows at people.
It'd be awesome. Just chucking them as hard as he can. I had to make the sound effect. Sorry. I don't know. I man, fuck. Way to drop that bombshell on us, Angelica.
You're welcome.
Jesus.
I don't know. What do you guys want for the last two episodes here?
I mean,
a villain.
Just to introduce somebody real quick.
Slade just comes out of nowhere. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to get Angelica excited over something that's not going to happen.
Got real excited there.
Like, who broke in?
I don't know. We've got some shit to wrap up. I mean, I think going into next season, we've got to have some of these storylines done because they're going to focus on Oliver in the last season. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. You know what? Just remake season one. With better wigs, I'll be happy.
Oh, my God.
Just reshoot.
Just a complete reshoot of season one.
Digitally remastered and reshot.
Digitally remastered.
With better wigs. Problem solved.
With Katie Lutz as Sarah Lance in the pilot.
Oh.
Yeah. At this point, fans would be so much happier.
They probably would. You're not wrong. You're not wrong again.
Because where do we go from here?
Oliver on the run. Only thing that makes sense.
He can't run. He's got no arm and probably missing a leg because he's sandwiched right now.
Yeah, they're honestly, now that you think about it, like, what kind of final fight can you have when you're under a concrete pillar?
Yeah. He's just using one arm that's, like, loose to fight. Oh, my God.
The only thing that could happen from that is Thea getting super pissed and then destroying.
She comes back out of nowhere.
Yeah, because Roy's like,
that'd be a good fight.
Happened.
That'd be a good fight, actually. Emiko,
I would love to see
Emiko and Thea. I'd be down for that. Maybe a little clothes start flying off kind of thing.
I don't think Thea will come back, though. I think she's done.
You think she's not? You don't think she's coming back at all?
The actress?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The weird thing is, I don't think she's interested in anything anymore because you don't see her on social media. You don't see her doing anything.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's not posting, you know, sitting on dudes' faces anymore.
No.
Huh?
Nah, she's not.
I think she's just happy being on her own doing shit.
I wish she'd sit on my face. I would guess so. I don't know. Anyways, all right, let's get into our final thoughts of the episode. I'm actually going to go first. I'm not going to lie. Halfway through this episode, I was so confused. I mean, to be 100% honest, like, I was confused. I had no idea where this was coming from. And then they wrapped it up pretty beautifully. I will agree with Angelica. Bringing Roy back was really smart for this episode. And we clearly had to integrate him into this timeline, the present timeline, if we know he shows up in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this was smart to bring him in. I did not see that coming. And I do love Roy as a character. I've always liked Roy. So it was really nice to have him come back and also give us a little bit of an idea of what the fuck they've been doing. Because he has been gone, right? He's been gone with Thea. He's been gone with Nyssa. So it made sense.
Destroying pits. Yep.
Destroying the other Lazarus pits. So I did enjoy that aspect of the episode. The fight scenes were really shot well. I mean, the parkour, we got to see some old school, you know, season 2, 3 of, you know, parkour with Roy. Which I thought was super duper cool. I guess the more I think about it, the more I think about it, the way the episode was shot with, like, you know, giving it the different perspectives and the different angles was a typical you know, detective style episode. And I, again, I agree with Angelica. What does Emiko have to be pissed off about? I'm a little confused going into the last two episodes. I don't know why she's still pissed off at Oliver. It doesn't make any fucking sense. But I mean,
and it's not her acting that I don't believe. Like
no, she's good, right?
Pissiness.
Yeah, she's good, right? I don't think it has anything to do with that.
It has nothing to do with that. She's doing a great job. It's just now, like, story-wise, character-wise, I'm like, why are you pissed?
Yeah, why are you so upset? You need to give us a reason. Because
maybe, I mean, and I could see if it was just like, now she's like, this is my only life that I have now. I'm going to run the Ninth Circle. Cool. That has nothing to do with
go run that shit in another city.
Yeah, fucking Central City's. You can go fuck off over there or Bloodhaven or some shit. I don't care.
Yeah, Gotham. I don't know. Anywhere, but like, why?
Why my city? Yeah, go fuck off somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. As far as the episode goes, I did, like I said, halfway through, I was a little confused, but then they did wrap it up very, very nicely. But we've got a lot of things to wrap up in two episodes. So, I mean, we'll see. But I don't know. Angelica, what do you think?
All in all, again, after you get to the end of this episode, you can definitely appreciate it. Like everything, writing, how it was shot, acting. Colton Haynes like made me like a little misty eyed there when Oliver was like, are you okay? Like, calm down, basically. And he's up against the pillar, just like breathing heavy and stuff and getting like teary eyed. Because of like the bloodlust and what he did and everything. Like,
yeah, Colton has actually grown, I think, the most as an actor.
Absolutely.
He really has, huh?
Because he was kind of awkward at the beginning. Like, okay, you're a pretty face, but can you actually pull this off? And now you kind of believe he is who he is.
Yeah. But I just loved it when Oliver's like, we have to protect him. And it's just like the shot right on Colton, and it's just him. Like panicking essentially, and I was like, oh no, my precious baby, like very
come
concerned.
In my bosom.
Yeah, basically, like I was just come so on my so bosom concerned.
Or in like let me
cradle like you. Like, oh, okay, sorry,
not like actually take out your wiener and jizz.
He's not into my type anyway.
No, yeah, think, you have,
that's why he was crying.
You have a,
that's why he was,
you have
crying.
A JJ where a peener should be.
Yeah. Anyway, science. So with little 5-year-old comments over here, Ryan.
Science.
You have a pee-pee and he has a pee-pee. But no, all
wait,
in all, this episode. Anyway, all in all, this episode was really great. Like, let me get back to my review, okay?
Sorry.
Once you got through it, it was fantastic all the way around. Even like the writing, comedic humor, Felicity's still an effing idiot. So,
yeah, I think they play on those stereotypes you talk about too much. It's the eating pregnancy thing over and over again. I was just like, all right,
I swear to God, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I destroyed everything in all of our plans, guys. And now they have like video of him killing the security guards. It's just pregnancy brain. I'm going to.
Whoopsie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't.
For me, again, it was really like a smart episode. Luckily, like I said, I saw it first. I didn't get to warn Ryan to stick with it. I warned Angelica to stick with it because it made more sense at the end. But that's the problem, is like, we have to stick with it because we have to do these shows every week. It's part of what we do.
Right.
So for the casual fan, I could see them going, all right, this is dumb. I'll get back to this later. And pausing it or going to watch something else at the time. And I think that's where they struggle. And I can see why the ratings are what they are, because you honestly have to be like a true fan to stick with these things right now. And again, this was probably the best storytelling they've had since Oliver's got out of jail.
I would agree with that. I mean, and
it's hard to believe that that's the same. This is the same season of all the cool ass prison shit at the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else. Like, it's weird when you think about it. So, anyway, two more episodes,
12 more episodes,
12 total.
All right, we'll see. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's DC on RMD. Arrow Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past, future DC on RMD episodes on DCOnRMD.com. Follow us on our social medias. And guys, we will see you.
People want cuddles.